Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Boy, do I have a couple of crazy ones today. So a Florida man in Jacksonville, Emmanuel Jones, was arrested because he punched a Jacksonville Sheriff's Office horse after the Georgia-Florida game on Saturday, according to JSO. They said that the game attendees were exiting the stadium about 8:30 p.m. and the police were telling people to use the sidewalk, stay out of the road, things like that. And they said Jones walked past the line in between four police horses. An officer saw Jones get close to the animal, and then he saw the horse's head suddenly jerk up and to the right. The officers grabbed a hold of Jones, who was still shadow boxing and swinging his arms around. One of the officers struck him in the face, and the suspect was forced to the ground. He punched the horse in the head. The horse is okay, but oh my gosh, what a jerk. Man, I'd swing you around by your head. I'd beat you to death. Punch a sweet little horse just there doing his job. What's the matter with you? I don't know. You're asking for it. You know, you can't. It's like kicking a police dog. You can't do that stuff. Like, you shouldn't do it to a normal animal anyway, but especially if it's a police animal, that's like assaulting an officer. I mean, it carries the same penalty. So that's so goofy. A Florida man in a golf cart tried to escape with a stolen television. Why do these people do this? And how fast can golf carts go, Kane? That's it?
Yeah, not too bad.
So, a 60-year-old man named Ronald Spiker. I mean, normal elderly people, like, do bingo, as a hobby, or maybe they'll golf more. This guy decided to break into a farm trailer and stole a television. And it wasn't a flat screen. It was an old television. And he tried to get away for it in his golf cart. So, he was rolling through the neighborhood with a stolen television, bouncing around in his golf cart. And, the Polk County deputies responded, and they had it was very easy for them to spot him because it was a golf cart with a stolen television in it. And apparently, by the way, the guy also was on meth and had meth on him, including the stolen television. So he had, meth and theft, it's like the same. They arrested him, and he got an additional charge. And so apparently he's in Polk County Jail, and he's been in Polk County Jail before, too. So he knows it pretty well. Stick with us. We got Kel-Tec P15. Great company, Florida-based company, and we need more companies like Kel-Tec. If you haven't gotten the P15 or if you haven't checked it out, you really need to, because it's just the lightest, thinnest double-stack 9mm that is out there. Comes in metal frame version in the polymer version. It's a striker fire pistol. Metal frame version has a gorgeous walnut wood paneled grip. The polymer version has that gator grip texture. And both come with two standard capacity magazines. First is a 15-round mag with minimal pinky extension. The second is a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium and fiber optic front sights, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, and lifetime warranty. Compact, ideal for concealed carry. From Kel-Tec, the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. Quality made right here in the U.S. of A. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. It's not only Trump that won last night. And it's not only Republicans that won the Senate, and Republicans, I think, which will win the House. And it's not just Republicans that won against DEI. It's people like Elon Musk that won last night. It's the thinkers that won last night. It's the doers that won last night. It's the dudes who won last night. And it's not just Gen X that won last night. Common sense people won last night. People who are wrongly jailed over J6 won last night. You know, people like Clarence Thomas won last night. The Brett Kavanaughs won last night. The Alitos won last night. Gun owners won last night. Pushback against the matriarchy won last night. Pushback against DEI won last night. All of that. People were tired of it. They were tired of it. They were tired of being pushed around. They were tired of being taken for granted. They were tired of being told that, oh, you were racist? Blank you. We're Hitler? Blank you. That was the message last night. It wasn't just a mandate. It was a middle finger to all of the people who have impugned the character of millions of innocent Americans all around this country. Those are the people. That's the message that was sent last night. You want to say that we're Nazis because we don't want dudes in our girls' bathrooms? Blank you. You want to say that we're racists because we expect people running for elected office to just demonstrate just the bare minimum of common sense and intelligence? Blank you. We're sexist because we think that, you know, you should know enough about your biology and body and how babies are made that you don't need to have an abortion all the way the hell up to the moment of birth funded by the taxpayer and used as a form of birth recreational birth control? Blank you. You want to call us battered women? Because we do the most feminist thing ever, which is to exercise our free will and vote for whomever the hell we want to vote for? Blank you. You want to say that we're terrorists because we speak up in our kids' school boards, our school board meetings, and we speak out in defense of our children in the classroom? Blank you. And you think we're bigots because we want to protect our girls in sports so that they're not shoved to the sidelines by dudes who are pretending to be chicks? And we're the bigots for that? Blank you. That was the message that was sent last night. It wasn't just a mandate. It was a billy club. It's the difference between the right and the left. The left pisses itself and they go out and burn down buildings. They burn up black neighborhoods. They call people racist and misogynist and sexist and is and blah, blah, everything else. I mean, golly, the record just keeps going. One thing they don't do is vote. Because they didn't turn up last night. So while they were all out there strategizing, how are we going to riot? What are we going to do? Let's board everything up and then blame it on the right. There was a red wave that drowned y'all. Voters spoke up. And their former allies who were tired of this nonsense spoke up. That's what happened last night. I'll tell you this too. Republicans, I want you to celebrate and I want you to spike the football. In fact, I want everybody who worked to make this happen to spike the football. Because the right doesn't do that enough. And it needs to be done because people need to see the wins. This is one of the worst characteristics of the right, is that you don't spike the football. They think, oh, it's in bad taste. It's gauche. Oh, we can't spike the football. That's just bad sportsmanship. Blank you. That's the other message that was sent last night. No, spike the football. And spike it repeatedly. Just keep spiking it. Spike that football and take that win. Because you earned it. And I'll add this. Republicans, you were given a mandate. And by God, you better use it. Because the hard part, half of it's over. This, all these people pushed y'all into office, but now we want what is owed to us. We want actual representation. All gas, no brakes. Slash spending. Reduce the size and the scope of government. Close that damn border. Mandate voter ID. Protect our kids in schools. Eliminate the income tax. But you got to do it fast. As I talked about yesterday with Glenn Reynolds, you have to do it fast. Do not give these bureaucratic slugs 1 second to organize to counter you. Yeah, they're going to try to sandbag you. So? Yeah, they're going to try to litigate it. So? Yeah, they're going to try to stop it. So? Yeah, they're going to talk smack to the press. So? So what? Like Auntie Nowhere League said, so what? Let him do it. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for us. You're doing it for the majority of Americans, not plurality, that voted for you. The people who got tired of seeing all this stuff, who wanted something different, who voted for you, and they invested in you. Their one vote. They invested their authority in you. My college kid drove for hours to come and invest the authority of his vote in you. People flew back home. They took off work. They did whatever they had to do to invest the authority of their vote in you. And you better deliver. Do not betray the voter. There is no excuse. There's none of this. Well, we don't have enough numbers. Do it. Oh, we don't have enough. Nope, do it. Oh, I don't know. We got to wait. Nope, do it. Get it done. No excuses. Ball up and get it done. I don't want to hear a single damn excuse from a single Republican. So help me. Get it done. This is the deal. That's the deal made with the vote. And deliver, you will. You have 4 years. You don't got a lot of time. Get it done.
Hi, I'm Lillian, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders believed in a separation of church and state, in that the country was not to have an official religion or an official sect. But that did not mean that government was to be hostile to religion, or even indifferent to religion, as many today argue. In fact, America's founding document, the Declaration of Independence, includes both a reference to God as the author of the laws of nature and a confident assertion that human beings are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Far from being hostile or indifferent to religion, America's founders understood the theology of the Declaration to be an essential part of the education of citizens.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So even though we had the big major election, there's still some other headlines happening, including, so this is an interesting survey, trouble sleeping could actually cause your brain to age faster than normal. Really? I mean, I know it's unhealthy if you don't get sleep. Like, you definitely should get sleep. But they said that if you have trouble sleeping, it could be a red flag for poor brain health in middle age. Researchers with the American Academy of Neurology found issues while falling asleep and staying asleep. They were both associated with signs of brain aging. And so they said that it could actually put people at risk, higher risk, rather, for dementia. That's kind of cool. North Korean troops accidentally gunned down their own Russian comrades after shooting in the wrong direction. Is this the Lucas Kuntz, Adam Kinzinger? Did they train with them? I'm curious. North Korean troops, they accidentally, quote-unquote, gunned down their own Russian comrades. They shot in the wrong direction. It's the latest. Because they brought North Korean troops in to aid Putin in Ukraine, and that happened. I mean, who are they working with now? I'm like, who is North Korea? Whose side are they? It's interesting. The world's first wood paneled satellite was launched into space. I'm trying to understand what in the 70s hell this is. It was made by, it's a tiny little bitsy thing, and it's made by researchers in Japan, and they hurtled it into space towards on a SpaceX mission. It's heading for the ISS on a SpaceX mission, and then they're going to release it into orbit above the Earth. It's called Lignosat, after the Latin word for wood. So the panels have been built from a type of magnolia tree. They used a traditional technique without screws or glue. Is there? Why? Like, why? I don't understand. Yeah, researchers at Kyoto University who developed it said they hope it's possible in the future to replace some metals used in space exploration with wood. They said it's more durable in space than on Earth because there's no water or oxygen that would rot or inflame it. And they said that early 1900s airplanes were made of wood. A wood satellite should be feasible too. If you had to go into space in a wood satellite or not a wood satellite, what would you pick?
Not a wood satellite.
Me too. I'm thinking the same thing. Like on a little wood rock. I don't know. Capitol Police arrested a dude yesterday carrying a torch and a flare gun who smelled like fuel. Of course he was a pro-Gaza guy. He was one of those guys in Hamas lovers. So they actually had to close their Capitol Visitor Center. They said that he had a torch and a flare gun and smelled like fuel. Yeah, that sounds, looks sus, man. And outrage over Peanut the Squirrel's death has sparked bomb threats. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, what did you think was going to happen when you raided a guy's house and killed his pet squirrel? I'm just saying, we got a lot more on the way. Who saved America? Gen X. Welcome back to the program. It's the day after the election. Dana Lash here with you. We're at the top of the second hour. Radio program. We're a little tired today, so I'm not gonna apologize for being loopy because we are so loopy. But I would, because they wouldn't call the blue wall. Heaven forbid they called it before 3 a.m. So welcome. You can listen coast to coast, channel 347, DirecTV. The chat's at Rumble. I know my voice is because I was doing a lot of talking last night, you know. But it's gonna be with you guys because it's a pretty good day. Looks like we're gonna keep the house. We took the Senate, which I knew we would, and White House. And it was a mandate that was given. And I cannot get over the media. I think one of my favorite, and we're going to talk about the Democrats here. One of my favorite reactions was audio soundbite 4, because Jake Tapper, and he wasn't the only one, but this is just kind of the funniest. He was shocked. Harris did not outperform Biden in a single county in the country. She legitimately was the worst candidate. That she's worse than Dukakis. Horrifically worse. Watch this, because Jake Tapper learns on live television that she didn't outperform Biden in any county, like anywhere. Listen.
Again, underperforming the president in places. So you asked, are there any places that the vice president is overperforming Joe Biden in 2020? So we could show you that as well. We just bring that out here. Harris overperforming in 2020.
Holy smokes.
There you go. So let this go away and see if there's anything on the east side there.
Literally nothing?
Literally nothing.
Literally not one county?
By 3% or more.
Literally not one county? No, not one county, Jake. Not one. Not one. She was a horrific, just an absolutely horrific candidate. And I mean, there's no way around it. I mean, it was one of the worst performances I think I've, that's ever been seen. I mean, you actually had Democrats who were trying to say, well, maybe we actually should have stayed with Biden. Maybe we should have stayed with him. They're going to try to figure out whether or not they were smart to swap them. They're afraid to talk about it. They kind of touched on it. This was on NBC last night. Audio soundbite 1. Listen.
Okay. Jen, has the conversation begun yet about Joe Biden and about the decision to ask him to step aside?
It will begin. It will begin depending on the outcome. Sure. And obviously, there hasn't been a race called yet. If this is not a Harris win, that will certainly be part of the discussion. She's run a campaign over the course of 107 days. That is not something we've seen in history. And there'll be lots of questions about exactly that, the timing and the impact of that.
Well, Chuck was bringing up the history. I mean, in terms of vice presidents trying to win the presidency with a unpopular president, he said it's bordering on politically impossible.
And this gets
I mean, they're feeling like maybe what they did was dumb. You think maybe I mean, she underperformed him in literally everything. There's no way around it. She underperformed him in every single county. She lost the blue wall by a pretty unbelievable amount. When I saw Michigan starting to go, and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, there were three or seven counties in Minnesota that flipped from blue to red. I saw this piece over at Daily Mail. I think this was last night, like shortly before things got underway. And the headline was Joe Biden's lonely and lost final days in office. Netflix binges quiet tears and shunned by Kamala Harris's campaign. Did you notice when the Bidens went out to vote yesterday, Jill Biden was wearing red? I mean red. A red head-to-toe red. She was wearing a bright red dress and gold trainers. Red. They looked like the Trump shoes. I actually zoomed in to see. I was like, and I zoomed in. You cannot tell me that that wasn't a message. They are mad. He's too senile to like do anything about it anymore, but they are mad. They're super angry. And he's, I mean, you don't, he wasn't at her watch party. He didn't go to any of that. So there's some, definitely some anger there, I think. Yeah, they're in red dress. She's in red pants. Yeah, red pants. Oh, she's in, there was one where I saw she was wearing gold trainers in one, but I think that she was going to an election event. But yeah, she's in, Juan showing you, she's in a red suit. She's got her little Chanel flats on. Red as the day is long. That is a choice, guys. Come on. That's a choice. You know that. She wasn't, don't be like she was trying to do red, white, and blue. This was her sartorial choice. It was sending a message. Kane, I'm not overthinking this. I'm right, right?
No, you're right.
Dude, she's mad. She was mad. And the left does not know what, they do not know how to do with this. This was interesting, too. Audio soundbite 3. So this was over at NBC. This is Alex Wagner over at NBC, who she's talking about what Democrats are going to actually have to kind of need to do here. And this is ultimately where this goes. Listen to this.
I think when it's all said and done, what you're going to see is a huge divide over people who are college educated and not college educated. And if that is the case, what is different is that you could be seeing a realignment about the base of each party. And there are warning signs for everybody here. But if the working class, non-college educated voter is now increasingly a Republican voter, Democrats have to rethink the way in which they sell their policies that absolutely benefit working class Americans and in a targeted fashion.
Well, the problem is that their policies don't benefit working class Americans. And that's what everybody was reacting to last night. But Democrats, they don't understand why they lost. You know, even James Carville was trying to warn all of these people on the left. You can't sit here and push DEI. You can't push this nonsense, do all of this stuff, and think that you're going to walk away with votes. That's not going to happen. This is not what wins people. And they weren't listening to him. They did not listen to him. And now this is where you are. You're surprised. I mean, this is how they try to rationalize it. Audio soundbite 7. So MSNBC, Joe Scarborough was going back and forth from, oh my gosh, it's a red wave, to this. Listen.
I just say really quickly, yeah, too. Democrats need to be mature and they need to be honest. And they need to say, yes, there's misogyny. But it's not just misogyny from white men.
Mm-hmm.
It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from black men. Things we've all been talking about, who do not want a woman leading them. Might be race issues with Hispanics. They don't want a black woman as president of the United States. You know, the Democratic Party, I've always found, when you're sitting around talking, they love to just sort of balkanize everybody into these separate groups and say, oh, white people don't like women and black people. No, it is time for the Democrats to say, okay, and you and I have talked about this before, a lot of Hispanic voters have problems with black candidates.
Oh, right. My gosh. This is really the crux of it. Also, why the hell is she wearing a scarf on television? Like, she looks, is she, I just don't, I mean, I am a goth all day long, but like, what? That's like too many clothes. That's, I don't get it. So it's because, you know, Kane, you're half racist because you're half Hispanic. So, you know.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that part of you is a racist bigot. Juan's a racist bigot. Who knew?
Who knew?
So they went from, so now it's not, so they're mad, so now it's Hispanics are racist. Oh, please keep going with that. No, please go on. Go on with it. I want to watch this. I want to watch this play out. They will not take responsibility for it themselves. It's the voter. They're not going, oh, well, let's see, what's, could the problem possibly be us? Nope, it's blacks and Hispanics. It's the minorities. That's what got you into this problem, in this position in the first place. It doesn't make any sense. This was audio soundbite 9, one of the first honest assessments that I've heard, although it went downhill from here. But listen,
if you look at Trump's ads, Bidenomics is working.
whoever came up with Bidenomics needs to be put in the corner someplace.
No.
So then, because she doesn't separate herself.
That's right. You know why?
Says,
because Bidenomics doesn't work. Because it didn't work, and it was a dumb name, and it allowed it. What it did by, you know, the left thought that they were doing something clever, but what it allowed was it allowed the right to immediately put in to brand it. They immediately branded it. And branded it for the worst. They took it away from the left, and they were able to weaponize it. And the left couldn't deal with it. They couldn't deal. Furthermore, when everyone's broke, it's like very difficult in the first place to lie to people and say, no, you didn't pay that much at the grocery store. You know, audio soundbite 6, Chris Matthews. I can't believe I'm saying this. Chris Matthews, of all people, got it.
No, the Democrats have got to stop all this spending. I mean, my wife loves to argue. She's a big Democrat. She says, you know, the economy's in great shape. I said, yeah, the more government spends money, the more it does, the more it jacks up prices. It just does.
Dude, what happened? You can't lie about that stuff. And he's saying Democrats weren't being honest with people in their messaging. And that ran voters away. And it's true. It did. It absolutely did. Now, there are a couple of other things that happened as well, including in Florida. So you had Gen X that saved America. Florida, Amendments 3 and 4, the abortion and Big Weed, they both failed. I actually thought Big Weed was going to be problematic, but it wasn't, because people rightly recognize that, you know, you can't have a big foreign company come in and literally shower lawmakers with cash to buy itself not just legal immunity, but to actually literally purchase the regulatory structure through which they would dominate licensing for marijuana, and they would control all of it. That's indisputable fact, especially if you read not just what was on the ballot, but if you go in and read the Secretary of State's website at Florida government's, their whole their website, you can go and read all the ballot proposals, the language initiatives, etc. And you really get the idea of the full scope of what they were going for. They were really trying to downplay it. And they were being investigated in other states for trying to do this. In Georgia, they're being investigated because they were literally buying people off. The husband of the CEO was convicted of it. It's crazy. They were trying to do the same thing in Florida. They were trying to, a Canadian company, write themselves into a regulatory kingmaker through law. It's wild. And they both failed. Now, for all the people who want to fight over Trump and DeSantis, which I think is so stupid, here's a thing of note. Trump was 4-3 and 3 failed. But voters in Florida understand nuance, and they overwhelmingly voted Trump, showing that you can be like, you might not be right on this, but on this you're right. They understand nuance. So, you know, some of the people out there, I really feel like that's going to go unappreciated in all of this, because there were a lot of these other notable things that happened, and we're going to get into that. We're also going to get into, goodness, let's see, the blue collar workers and how Democrats have swapped out a couple of demos for a couple of other demos, and they are no longer the working party.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.